I was first introduced to the chakras when I met my teacher and he gave me a personal practice. And I didn't really understand the full scope or the power of the practice in that moment. I was just very deeply humbled and blessed that my teacher gave me this very profound and deep practice that started to awaken my chakras. And I remember thinking at the time, like, oh, this is really cool. As some of you might think, like, when you're doing this course, oh, that's really cool. Like, that's something I didn't know. And in the yoga tradition, there's a huge difference between knowing about something and then having knowledge of something. And having knowledge of something is when you take an idea, when you take a practice, when you take a teaching that is literally thousands of years old and you can start to apply it in your life. And that teaching actually starts to become alive within you. That teaching starts to become rooted and blossoms. And in this case with the chakras, that these teachings actually start to have an effect on parts of your psyche, on parts of your being, and it starts to awaken a potential inside of you. And that's what happened to me when my teacher first gave me this practice. I remember that I was living in New York at that time. I was literally just starting out in my career as a yoga teacher. And it was 2002. And in the next, really, 8 years, my life exploded, and in a way that was very profound. And what really started to happen at a very intrinsic and fundamental level is that by doing these practices, I was able to step into the purpose of my life and what I was supposed to be doing, and that I ended up here in Costa Rica. My teacher first gave me a practice in the chakras in 2002. And then a few short years later, I started to invest myself into taking my chakra practice to another level. And I started to surround myself with more teachers and committed myself to a full-on practice for 7 months, where I started to access and do practices for each chakra over the span of 1 month each. And in that time, it was like the top of my head opened up and I was able to connect directly to the universe. And it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life that started to reshape the way that I taught yoga and the way that I started to pass these teachings on to my students. If you take the time and really make the commitment in your life to do these practices, things will start to open up for you in a really powerful way. So before we continue on with this chakra course, I really want to invite you to think about how much time every day can you invest into this? How much time every day can you put aside, if it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour or 1 hour, if it's 1 hour every day just for 30 days, how much time can you invest in this? And I promise you, the rewards will be infinite, just as it was for me when my teacher gave me this information.